The state group, along with Pender Watch and Conservancy, is offering a $5,700 reward for information that leads to an arrest or conviction. Executive Director Tim Guestwicky says that he suspects the killings are calculated since all of the birds have similar wounds, deep cuts to their wings, or wings that are completely shattered.
That seems to mean that they are being killed in the same manner, and if it does turn out to be in fact caused by being caught in large drift nets and then discarded along with the bycatch, that would be simply an intolerable situation.
Guestwicky says there are also rewards open for information on the shootings of red wolves in Hyde County and an elk in western North Carolina. Michelle Bliss, WHQR News.